D'accord.
With your permission, I'd like to start the maftir of Parashat Bereshit, an introduction to this expansion. But the Zohar says, you have to remember, the Zohar says that Chas v'Shalom to think that when you read the Torah is a story. So of course the subject of this week's parasha is the flood, the Mabul, and the survival of Noah in the Teva. But the Zohar says, don't read it as a story, because the Torah is not a storybook. And the purpose of HaKadosh Baruch Hu writing the story of the Mabul is not because it was a Mabul, and not because to tell you about Noah. So the Zohar says it's a message, that you have to know the Mabul is a message. What is the message? So with your permission, I would like to start the Maftir, this next week parasha. This is chapter 6, sentence 15. I believe it's 15, no? I believe it's 15. So it says Maftir. No, sentence 5. This is chapter 6, sentence 5. It says, Vayar Hashem ki rabah rat adam ba'aretz. This is the Torah tells us it's about 2,000 years after creation, a little bit less, after creation. That actually, I believe, I don't remember exactly. It's about 1,500 years after creation. About 1,600 years after creation. Vayar Hashem ki rabah ra'at adam ba'aretz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that people don't behave the way they should behave. All day long, they have bad thoughts in their heart. Vayar Nachem Hashem ki rabah ra'at adam ba'aretz, Hashem regretted. Or maybe Hashem was happy that he created mankind here on earth. Hashem is very sad in his heart. ויאמר השם הקדוש ברוך הוא עושה דמחה את האדם אשר עשיתי מעל פני האדמה כי ניחמתי כי רציתי. מאדם הדהמה את רמס הטוב השמיים כי ניחמתי כי רציתי. It's one of the things that הקדוש ברוך הוא regretted. So the Torah that Hashem regretted, he created people and all the creatures because of misbehavior. So that sentence says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to destroy everything. So Dari comes and says, the way the Gemara says, then don't be surprised. This is not the first world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created and destroyed. Many of them. We don't know how many of them, says the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created and destroyed. We do know, says Dari, that prior to this planet, prior to this universe, was another universe, and one day the universe just disappeared in the atmosphere. That was the end of it. And by the way, about 800 years ago was an earthquake and some kind of a sound that people thought the world, the planet, our planet is going to split. And they ran for their life. One of the Chachamim wrote it in his book, Sefer Mitzvot Gadol, he writes in his book, it was in the year Tav Kuf Tzadik Tet. And he said there was such a fear that the world is going to be finished, that people, the Jews, started to put tefillin and put tzitzit, put mezuzot in the houses to check everything. They said the world is coming to an end. So Dari really said it 400 years ago. We should know that prior to this world was another one. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu then destroyed it. Prior to that one, there were many of them HaKadosh Baruch Hu created and destroyed. So when you read the parasha, you think, you know, it's a joke. It's not Hashem is not serious. Hashem said, yes, very serious. I'm sorry. I regret. I created this world. Comes the Gemara and says that that sentence, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it, he includes everybody. It means this was the end of the world. Hashem wants to destroy everybody. Comes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the last sentence of Blessed Parasha, and says, V'noach matachem b'nei Hashem. Noach found favor in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes. But the Torah doesn't say yet why. We don't know yet why. But the Torah says, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided, you know what? I have to take care of Noah. Noah was the one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be saved from the destruction of this world. By the way, it says in the books that this sentence has a tremendous power to find favorite in somebody's eyes. But it says, if you say this sentence 10 times, Noah matachem b'nei Hashem, Noah found favorite in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes, it says, this is segura, this is something that whoever you want to do business with, or you have to convince somebody, it says before the meeting you should say that sentence. So what it means on the surface, that means that it says in the books, it says that on the surface it means, you know, Noah found favor in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes. I says, B'ezrat Hashem, me, I'm going for an interview, I'm going for any other meeting that I would like to find favor in somebody else's eyes. I say, say, because that's Noah said. At the end of the shiur, we'll say it's not too simple, but that's the same explanation. So that's what our sign is, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes Noah. That's the same explanation. With your permission, we'll go to Parashat Noah, Eretz Avot Noah. This is chapter 6, sentence 9, Noah is Tzadik Tumim Eved Dorotav. Comes the Gemara and says the following. That really, it says Eretz Avot Noah. The same explanation means those are the descendants of Noah. And here comes the Torah and says, Noach is tzadik tamim. Comes the Gemara and says, tzadik b'ma'asav, tamim b'drachav. Noach was a tzadik in his deed, and he was so-called naive, or whatever we call it, tamim b'drachav, you know, with the way he walked, the way he did, he acted naive, he acted quiet. I don't know what that to translate in English. Tamim means completely Israelin. So here comes the Torah, Akasik's way, and the Torah describes a person. You cannot find in the whole Torah description about somebody that was tzaddik. And the people like to say, this man is a tzaddik. What is tzaddik? He says, oh, he does this, he does this, you know, he prays, he learns, he goes to mikveh, all kinds of things. But he cannot find in the Torah that Abraham, that Yitzchak, that Yaakov, that Moshe, and Aaron, nobody. Nobody has this title tzaddik. We do know that we call Yosef a tzaddik, but again, you cannot find this in the Torah. You don't find in the Torah a description or a compliment to a person as a tzaddik. Never. No. In the Tanakh, only another person being described as a tzaddik, that actually he's from the Torah, is Yosef. But in the Torah, Hashem never called Yosef tzaddik. But Nabi Amos, when he describes the sins of Am Yisrael, Rashi Peshei Tzev Rabbah Rashi and Saftarah Parashat Vayeshev, Hanichram Bakeset Tzaddik, since the brother sold Yosef, the Navi, that of course the Shekhinah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks from his throat, he refers to Yosef as a Tzaddik. So only two people in the whole Tanakh being described as a Tzaddik. Of course the Zohar will tell you that Yosef was very pure as well as Noah, very pure people, but again, you could not find such a description, just a title of a tzaddik, not only the whole Tanakh, only Noah and Yosef. Okay, we don't know what it is yet. We'll see later what it means really tzaddik is, but it's very strange that Moshe is not, Yaakov is not being described as a tzaddik. By the way, the Gemara says that Yaakov was pure all his life. He says no, Yosef is a tzaddik and Noah is a tzaddik. Says the Torah, Noach was a tzaddik tamim bedorotav. So comes the Gemara and has two opinions. What would happen if Noach would not have been in his generation? Would he have been considered as a tzaddik or no? So the Gemara, one Chacham said, no, not as a tzaddik in his generation. If he would be in the generation of Abraham, or maybe Moshe, Shmuel, says the Midrash, he would not consider a tzaddik. Chacham said, what do you mean he wouldn't? Is he or isn't he? What do you mean? What do you mean if he would be in the generation of Abraham Avinu, he would not be considered tzaddik? What do you mean he would be considered tzaddik? Is it tzaddik? You don't measure tzaddikim. If the person is tzaddik, you say, okay, listen, if he will be next to Rav Shimon bar Yochai, what do you mean it's not? Is he or isn't it? From the Gemara, his one opinion said, no, Noah is not 100% tzaddik. He's a tzaddik in that generation. How can it be? We in the generation of Abraham or Shmuel or Moshe would not consider the tzaddik. How can it be? ויולך נוח שלושה, עד אלוקים את הלך, נוח ויולך נוח שלושה בנים את שם את חמת יפת. כשחד עד לפני אלוקים, אתם אל ארץ חמת, says the Torah that people did not behave, misbehavior, but the Torah emphasized the earth, I mean universe, was filled with חמת. Here means חמת, יפת. וירא אלוקים את הארץ ונשחק הקדימה חוסורת, זאת אומרת, זה כבר, ואז אמר, ואם אלוקים לנוח, קדימה חוק חמת לנוח, and tells him, Ketz Kol Basar Ba'al Tzonai. He says, this is 120 years before the Mabul, before the flood. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Noah and tells him, listen, that's the end of the world. He says, why? Ki mala aret chamas mitneim. Comes the Gemara and says, you should know, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Noah, he tells him that he's going to destroy the world because of theft. All the Chachamim ask him, the Gemara says, what do we mean? He says, because people steal? I said, how about all the other bad things they did in the generation of the Mabul? No. So comes the Gemara and says, the decision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to destroy the world was made upon theft. Comes the Gemara and says the following. It doesn't say over here, theft. Theft in Hebrew is called Gneva, Gzela. It's a new word. New word, Hamas. Hamas, it says, what the Hakam the Torah says Hamas? Why the Torah did not say Gneva, Gzela, so the Gemara, I'll tell you what happened. Comes the Gemara and says, you know what they used to do over there? They were very nice people. They used to go to the market, and the person used to bring his produce to the market. He had a stand in the market, and he sells some fruits, some vegetables, and people go in the market, and they go to the stand, and they ask the guy, what do you have? So whatever he has, vegetable or food, he says, the guy said, hey, can I taste it to see if it's good? The guy says, okay, taste it. So, of course, the seller thinks, he'll taste it, he'll buy. No, everybody tastes a fruit or a vegetable. At the end of the day, the guy did not have any money, no produce, because everybody ate the produce. So they used to go from stand to stand, and used to, I don't know how they let them the second day, but that's what Gemara says, it's called Hamas. Hamas means not really exactly theft. That they stole from each other. It says what they did is they went to the market and they ate the fruits. And how much they ate? The Gemara says nothing. Each one has a small fruit. That is for this, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to destroy the world. Very strange. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to destroy them together with the earth. I say, Lecha Tevata Tzigofer, go make yourself an ark from that tree that's called Gopher. It's really a pine tree. Pinim does, no, it's not pine. Maybe it is pine. Pinim does eta teva, you should make, in the teva you should make compartments. So the whole crate, how many? 360 or 900? You should put tar around the teva, that the water should not go inside. This is the measurement, 600 feet the length, 100 feet, the height 60 feet. So you should make a window, you should bring a pressure stone to have light in the teva. You should finish the roof in a way that the rain should not stay on the roof. Put in an entrance to the Teva on the side. Three floors. I'm going to bring a Mabul. It's going to be a Mabul. Everybody is going to die. So what are they supposed to do? השימותי את בריתי איתך ובתאי לתיבה אתה ואשתך בנגב שלך ושתך ובנגב שלך הקמתי לתיבה מכל החיים, מכל בשר, שניים מכל תיבה לתיבה הלכנו תחת החלם ובנגבין כבה יהיו Here, הקדוש ברוך הוא תזנוח, listen What I am asking you to do is you should go and collect from every kind of creature a pair to bring to the tiba מאופן מיניהו, from the birds, from the בימה למינה, from the animals, וכל הזמן למיניהו, מיניהו, שניים מכל הולך על החיות, should come two per pair should come. And you're going to come into the zoo, you come into the teva, and you're going to be inside the teva. How long are you going to be in the teva? How much I have to do? So it's Hashem Shetan, ואתה כאן כבר חלשי יחד, ותפתה אליך. It says, go and get. Purchase, get food for all the animals. Can you imagine the enormous amount of food that you need for all the creatures? Of course, the size of the teva is impossible to feed all the creatures. So this is what the Ramban says, as well, it was a miracle anyway. But now, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Noach navigation. Give him a navigation to go. And he's going to build the teva, he's going to get all the animals inside, he's going to go get food for all of them. Get food for them. Comes the Gemara and says, you should know that Noah and his children had no day, no night. They ran around 365 days, this is the time that Noah was inside the teva, feeding the animals. No day, no night. He says, Noah, I can't believe it, that the Hashem described him as a tzaddik. This is his job. His job is to become a zookeeper, and he has to go and give food to everybody. Not give food to everybody. Comes to the Gemara and says, there were three floors in the teva. So the bottom floor was made for the garbage. Not garbage. It wasn't a banana peel. It was not a can of soda. Garbage means the dirt of the animals. Can you imagine? You go to the wrong zoo. You just, you know, from the highway already, you know, you're next to a zoo. Can you imagine what Noah is going to have now for 1 year from all the animals in the teva? He's going to have to wash them. He has to clean them. And you cannot open the window and throw it outside. There's a secret in it. Why you cannot do it? It's a secret. Not because New York City has those, every town has today no littering and a $1,500 fine if you throw something from the window. It says, Noah had to keep the dirt of all the animals, and of course himself and his wife and his children, inside the teva. So the bottom floor of the teva, can you imagine what smell was it? It's before all the spray and all the deodorants. Can you imagine the Noah stays over there, he's on the third floor, on the second floor with all the animals, can you imagine just without that what the animals have to do? So Noah had to clean it, the whole teva, every day, from all the dirt of all the animals what they ate, take the dirt, put it downstairs, can't throw nothing outside. This is the one that Hashem said he wants to save him. It is not only he's a zookeeper, he's a janitor. Not only the janitor, he lives so-called in the sewer. He lives in the sewer. He has to wash all the animals. He has to clean the animals, and he has to give them food. He has to supply everything to them. This is what kind of survival it is that you take this holy man. That's what he has to do. Comes to Gemara and says, you know, he has to be 365 days locked in the teva. Locked in the teva. Says the Gemara, Hashem made it on purpose. Hashem told it in the beginning. That's how much you're going to be inside. I said, he had to prepare food for 365 days. Says the Gemara, why 365 days? Says the Gemara, you know, a wicked man, if he has the privilege to go to Gehenom, not everybody has the privilege to go to Gehenom. Some people wait online to go to Gehenom for a few hundred years. Some people wait to go to Gehenom for thousands also. But he actually in Gehenom, the visit in Gehenom, or to get the green card to be in Gehenom, is 12 months. 12 months comes to Gemara and says, it's 365 days, 12 months of the sun. It says, 365 days A person, Chas Shalom, a wicked person goes to Gehenna. After he comes out of Gehenna after 365 days, then the HaKadosh Baruch Hu has him a plan how to fix what he had to fix if he comes back to the world as a person or as an animal or as a stone or as a flower or as a fruit. But in the Gehenna, the time that a person goes and has to stay in Gehenna, there is no parole over there, and you don't stay more than 12 months. It says Noach had to be in the Teva for 12 months. It says Noach is a tzaddik. The Torah describes him as a tzaddik. Why he has to be in the Teva 365 days? What's the problem with him? It says, the Rishayim in Gehinnom, yeah, a wicked man. So this means the people that are outside, that the one that died, they had so-called to be 365 days in Gehinnom, but not Noach. He's going to know, Noach is locked in the Teva for 365 days. He's going to run around to save the seven animals. It says, because the wicked people are in Gehinnom 365, but I'm not in Gehinnom. I'm in the Teva, my name is Noach. He says, why I have to be locked inside? It's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it on purpose, that he should stay in Gehinnom 365 days. Must be he did something that he deserved it. Now the idea that he has to go and purchase and get all the food for all them is also very strange. I says Noach had to go and shop around. So the Gemara has two opinions. What really he brought inside the Teva, but you can imagine all the animals, each animal the Gemara says eats in a different time and eats something else. And says he had to go all around to find all the food, he saw it in the Teva. Saw it inside the Teva. This is the Takach Lachaz. Chamim said that Hashem told Noach he should do it. I said he himself had to do this job. He did his job. He went and collected all the food and so-called he had to pay for it. I don't know how he got everything. And he's going to bring it to the Teva. For 1 year, he's going to take care of the animals.
Let's talk about water.
Doesn't say that he took water inside. Doesn't say that water came inside the table. Doesn't say. Right. I don't know. It doesn't say. Maybe. Doesn't say. The Torah said he had to bring only food, not water, not drinks.
So what is the fun of it? Is it a little way to get the water?
But it doesn't say that. There's no information. It was like a leak in the teva or was a pipe in the teva. And besides, the water was contaminated. Because all the dead people that were in the water, the whole water was contaminated, and the water was boiling hot, came from downstairs, from upstairs, and everything contaminated. And there's no information. That's a good point, I don't know. I have no answer. ויעז נוח יכול אשר ציבה אותו אלוקים כן, אז נוח בלי טבע. נוח בלי טבע. קם זה תורה, and tells us, at the end, the Torah says that the Mabul is going very hard, and all of a sudden the Torah says you should know Noah was left by himself. Vayisherach Noah. This is chapter 8, sentence 23. The pasuk ends, Vayisherach Noah vashoto b'teva. Noah was left. It says, ach. It means it's like a sigh. Comes the Gemara and says the following. It says that Noah one day he was late to give the lion food. When he reached the lion, when he came to the lion hit him. Hit him so hard that Noah was bleeding. And not only he was bleeding, he became crippled. When he came out of the teva, he was crippled for the rest of his life. Of course, there was no hospital to take care of him. And he hit him someplace, maybe in his foot, next to his stomach or something, there's no information exactly. But as he came out of the teva crippled, he could not serve as the Kohen anymore. Shem, his son, served as a Kohen. He says, what happened to you? What happened? He says, I was late. I was late to bring the lion food, and the lion was upset. And the lion hit me, he was bleeding, and he was crippled for the rest of his life. As I don't know if you know or not, but a lion sleeps 21 hours every day. His wife sleeps a little bit less because she has to go to return things to Macy's. So she sleeps a little bit less. At 21 hours, the lion sleeps daily. You go to the zoo, most of the time you come to the zoo, the lion sleeps. I says, no, Noah was late. So, it was late. So, what do you think? So he went to smoke a cigarette. Big deal, so? So I said, Hashem does it. I says, where the appreciation? I says, that Noah takes care of all the animals and takes care of the lion. He says, every day he comes to the lion, he gives him food, he washes him, he cleans him. So one day he was late. So he was late. So Hashem made such a thing that the lion should hit Noah, Noah should bleed, Noah should be crippled for the rest of life. Very strange. This is the guy that Tanik, this is the guy that Hashem loved so much, that Hashem saved him in the Teva. Now he's bleeding. He says, why? Because he was late. What do you mean he was late? Big deal, he was late, so he owes him anything. If you skip, with your permission, this is the chapter 9. Chapter 9, sentence 20. This is actually here, Noach comes out of the Teva. This is the Torah, Vayachel Noach, Ish Adamah, Vayitah Karim. Comes the Gemara and says a statement like this. You know, in the beginning of the parasha, Kadosh Baruch Hu calls Noach Tzadik. Not only that, we skip this, Hashem himself, he tells Noach in his face, Kiotcha Raiti Tzadik Efanam Bador, that you're the only Tzadik here. You're the only Tzadik. Even though there were more Tzadikim that died in the Mabul. But Noach, Hashem says, you Tzadik. Here comes the Torah and Torah says, Noach is Isha Adama. He says, he's a farmer, a farmer. So the Gemara, what do you mean a farmer? He says, he comes out of the Teva as a farmer. What do you mean as a farmer? Is it Tzadik? No. So the Gemara, Noach lost his title. Noach is a farmer. But a farmer, so what does he do? He took Karem. So the Gemara, that Noach, when he went to the Teva, he brought himself a branch of a vineyard. He comes out of the Teva, he takes the branch with him, he planted it. He planted it in the Gemara, so the Satan came, and right away it bloomed, and right away he squeezed the grapes, and it was wine. It says he became drunk, and then his son, his grandson came, and did something for him, and this was the end of it, finished. Noah is out of the history, you don't hear from him, nothing. Even though the world today that we are at is because Noah was the one, the Tekadosh Baruch, who loved so much and saved him in the Teva, and from him will the world come, and says he got drunk, and says the whole thing is over, finished. You don't hear about him, there's no information about him anymore, finished. He says, what is it? Noach? He says, Noach should be, you don't tzaddik this, nothing, finished. Comes down here and says the following. The Gemara says the following. It says, Adam HaRishon, after he ate from the tree, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cursed him, as well as the universe, it made it very hard to work and to get produce from the ground, from earth. So the people knew that one day HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have mercy on the world. This is when it's going to happen. So the Gemara, well, one thing that Adam HaRishon had that nobody else had until Noah was with Milah, that Adam HaRishon was created as someone already had Brit Milah. Noah was born so-called Mahul, and when Noah was born, and at his birth, his father looked at him and said, ah, he was born Brit Milah. He says, now this guy, Zeh Nachamenu, says, he is going to get us out of the curse. It's going to be so-called working so hard, Bezeat HaPecha Toch HaLachem, work very hard, he says, this guy, this baby can save us. The other thing, what Noah had, what nobody else had, says the Gemara, until Noah, from Adam HaRishon, every person in the world had no fingers. All the fingers were together. They had a palm like this, but no separation. This is the first person that had separation in his hand as fingers was Noah, was born that way. So, what it means, I don't know what people think, but that's what it means. So, the people were very smart, they say, oh, this guy Noah is going to save us from the curse, the Tachabrimo curse of the Marishon, he's going to save us, how is he going to save us? Comes the Gemara and says the following. It says, Noah's brother-in-law invented metal. His name was Tubal-Cain. The first factory that made metal on this earth was Lamech's son. His name was Tubal-Cain. Noah's brother-in-law. Says the Gemara, Noah went to his brother-in-law, got the metal. He said he's going to invent something with the metal. What he's going to invent? He said the first plow. He said he saw how hard people walk, and that's why they walked with the hand. They had no metal. They had no tools to plow. So he used to plow with the hand. Noah, when he saw the metal in his head, the first thing, he said, I'm going to make invention. He says, I'm going to produce something for the world, for the people. No patent, or he's not going to have a store to sell it. It came out to the public. He said, the metal that my brother-in-law has, I'm going to make for you something. It's going to be easy, make your life easier. Make your life easier. He made the plow. He made the plow. He told everybody in the store, I made the plow. Make yourself a plow. The second thing the Gemara says about Noah, that every person those days lived between 700 and 1,000 years old, about. And the Gemara says at that time was not difference between an elderly and a young person. Everybody looked the same. Everybody had the same strength. A person 969 years old and a person 18, they looked the same exact. There was no wrinkles, there was no white hair, nothing. You look exactly the same as you're a teenager, forever, that same strength. No such thing aging. Comes the Gemara and says that the father, after a few hundred years that he was working, and he wants to retire, he wants to go to Florida. He goes to his son and says, okay, I worked enough in my life, and I would like to rely on you. You're young, you're only 400 years old, I'm 800 years old. He says, can you support me for years? I would like to move to Lagos, Florida. And every generation, every person used to say to the father, said, listen, Papa, it's healthy for you to work. It's good for you to work. Don't make this mistake. You go to Florida, that you jump from doctor to doctor, from hospital to hospital. They say it's not good for you. It's healthy to work. Don't be missing one day of work. I said, no one wanted to support the father. The first person, says the Gemara, that answered his father differently was Noah. Lamech came to Noah, and Lamech asked Noah, can I retire? So Noah said, for sure, I'm going to work in the field, and I'm going to support you. I said, Papa, says the Gemara, Noah said, not only you. You can tell your father, and you can tell your grandfather, they also can go to Florida with you. I'm going to send you money to Florida, not to work anymore. I'm going to work for you. Comes the Gemara and says the following. People have a mistake. People think tzaddik means that the guy is doing this and this. This is tzaddik was a title that was given to only two people over the world. Only two in the Torah. One is Noah, one is Yosef. Comes the Gemara and says, you know what the title is all about. Tzaddik means that someone does not live for himself, he likes to support others. He likes to live for others. He says, Noah, look, he was born with fingers. He was born with fingers to show that he is not for himself. As a Zip, he invented a plow for the people, not to make money, excuse me, to become rich, just to make their life easier, as well that he told his father, as the first person in the universe, that he can retire and he will support him. So the Gemara, Yosef is the same concept. Yosef, says the Gemara, says the Torah, who are Mashbir, was a famine in Egypt, says the Torah, that Yosef, he was standing and he was giving out the bread to everybody. That says, why? Because it was his pleasure. He said, when the brothers come to Egypt, and Yosef agreed and said, excuse me, to the brothers, he tells them, don't be upset you sold me. You sold me because I have to be here to support you. My purpose in life is to support you. You see, the brothers thought in the dreams that Yosef told them that he wants to rule them. So Yosef said, you don't understand. My dreams that I had about you is not that I want to rule you, I want to be a king. I support you. Here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it this way, that you come to Egypt and I support you. Says the Gemara, you know, this title of tzaddik is not, there is a pasuk, Hashem is the courtesan. It says the pasuk, the word tzaddik means supporting. That's actually what the Gemara says. Gemara says, Masechet Brachot, that if somebody wants to have Olam Haba, he should say three times a day, Ashrei. Tila le David. When he made the Siddur, they said we should say Asher Shvei Betecha, and this paragraph, Tila le David until Hallelujah, first before Shmoneh Esre, Shachrit, the one after Shmoneh Esre, and one before Mincha. Comes the Gemara and says, Uftach lo shubein haolam haba. Think like this. If you say this paragraph three times a day, you have Olam Haba. Comes back and says, excuse me, what do you mean? What do you mean you can have Olam Haba? How you can have Olam Haba? Because you say this paragraph. Comes the Gemara and says, you know what the punchline of this paragraph? This is one sentence. Poteach et yadecha, magbi'al kol chayratov. That's a sentence that you, Shari says, you should open up your hand like this. That's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu poteach et yadecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu poteach et yadecha. I said, you open your hand. Magbi'al kol chayratov, and you supply food. Huh? Say the next sentence is Tzadik Hashem B'chol Drachav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Tzadik. Says, what's the connection? He says, Potecha et Yadecha. And it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you open up your hand and you supply food. The next sentence you say, Hashem is holy, Hashem Tzadik. You don't understand. Tzadik means a supplier. That's called Tzadik. If you're not for yourself, you tzaddik. It is only two people being described in the Tanakh as a tzaddik. It's Noach and Yosef. It says the Gemara, what is between them? It says, those two, they were for themselves, they were for others. That's why Hashem loves the Baruch Noach, says the Gemara. And says the Gemara, it says the Kadosh Baruch Hu first, when he decided to bring him a bull, he decided he's going to destroy the whole universe. All of us, at the end, the Torah says, Benoach matachem b'nei Hashem. He says, Noach found favor in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes. He says, why he found in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes? He says, he's tzaddik, the word tzaddik. He says, when it's tzaddik means that you're not for yourself. That you want to do something for others. That's exactly, says Dari, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all about. In this universe, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu only gives, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't take anything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. It's called Poteach et Yadecha. And it says, for Parnasa, it says, you want to have Parnasa, it's the trick. It is, what is the secret of the parnasa? If you have in mind that you want to have it because you want to live. It is the key of success, the key of survival, the secret of survival is that you're a supplier. So actually the Gemara says, actually, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Noah, listen, I'm going to destroy the world and I'm going to leave you. Noah asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, excuse me, what is the reason for the destruction of universe? Says the Gemara, I tell you what. Says the Torah, theft. What theft? Says nothing so bad. People used to go to the market and take the fruit from the stands and didn't pay for that. So for this, I was going to destroy the world. So you don't understand. The concept is you should give. It's not you should take. It says the concept of this world that you give out to people. It says, look, when everybody is going to take and not to give, the concept of creation is going to be destroyed. He says, Adam HaRishon, the Gemara says, Adam HaRishon, when the angel asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu about mankind, when he created him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, the man is a thief. Because a thief means he takes. And said, the purpose of this world is you should give to others, you should be a supplier. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a supplier. Mankind, that's called kindness. He says, you should give to others, you should not have in mind, I said. He says, the whole parnasa that a person should have, says Ari, is if you have in mind, I'm going to work, because with the money that I'm going to make, I'm going to help. I'm going to help my family, I'm going to help others. He says, not because I want to become rich, and I want to have it. He says, I want to have it because I want to help. He says, that was the concept of Noah. That was the concept of Yosef. This is what was the reason for his survival. Not only that, comes to Gemara and says that Noah, when he heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's going to destroy the world. Because of that, Noah said, I also, one of them. I'm going to say this. Noah said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I also stole. He also went to those stands in the market and took fruits without paying it. And I ask Hashem, I don't believe it. Why you leave me? So Chachamim says, listen, Noach was the only tzaddik in that generation. Chachamim says, well, this is not me to Shelach, just like before the Mabul. How come he was not survived? I says, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can lack Noach and the Teva. He says, because you live different. You invented the plow because you want to do something for the universe, for the population. You told your father and your grandfather that you want them to retire early because you want to support them. No one else has. They said, that's called tzaddik. And the Torah says, I'm going to tell his knock in his face. I thought tzaddik. I like tzaddik for never knows. Are you tzaddik? Is that tzaddik? Why are you tzaddik? You tzaddik because you want to supply, because you want to do others. So they said, oh, knock, okay. So now I'm going to tell you something. If that's the only reason that I'm going to save you from the flood, it says what you have to do is, you have to do for others. Get all the animals inside the teva. Get all the animals inside the teva. Get all the food for them. So you have to know the animals for you is like your baby. What it means, when the person has a baby, and then the baby has a diaper, so his mother, they're cleaning. She's cleaning. I said, big deal, so it's, you know, it's my baby. I said, you're going to have this job inside the teva. Inside the teva, you're going to clean the animals. And you can have the dirt in the first floor. It's like a dirty diaper. It's like a dirty diaper. It says, this is because you're not for yourself, you're for others. It says, this is your test. It says, the test is, if you work for others, this gives you the permit or the right to survive. Otherwise, you will be dead with everybody else. This is like a people who locked him inside the table. And he has, that's what his job is. His job is 365 days to take care of others, of course, other animals now. And he says, that's your job, because you are for others, you're not for yourself. And he says, one time he was late for the lion. The lion bit him. He says, you don't understand, Noah. He wasn't late because he was busy. He took it easy. He says, okay, let the lion wait, nothing happened, you know. He sleeps 21 hours, so he wait an hour for his food. He says, you don't understand, Noah. It's not a punishment that I hate you. Your right to survive is because you're for others. The minute that you think about yourself as yourself, you lose so-called the privilege to stay here. And it says the lion just reminded you that you're not here on vacation. You're not here because you're really a holy man. Holy man means you're for others. Hashem wanted to destroy the whole world. He saved you because you're for others. You cannot be late. It's not because the lion is hungry. It's because it's a message for Noah. You see, you have to be on the job. But you have to be on the job because that's why Hashem saved you. So it says the Torah that you know that Noah, when he came inside the Teva, he brought in an attaché case, he brought a vineyard. And he says, hey, hold this, Mr. Noah. Why you brought it for? For yourself. Oh, you like, it was before the vodka. I says, you like wine. So you brought for yourself. He says, Gemara, look, it comes out of the Teva. It says, the whole 365 days you're inside. It says, because you deserve to be in Gehenna like everybody else. It says, you deserve to die. because you also did bad things, the Chachamim said, your soul as well. It says the only way you survive is because you do for others. It says, let me ask you something, Mr. Noah. How come you brought this branch of vineyard into the Teva? This is for others? Or this is for you? It's for you. That means when you went inside the Teva, you had this in mind, that you want something for you. The minute he stepped out of the Teva, the first thing what he has in mind, he takes this branch. He goes to plant it. He goes outside the Teva, he holds the branch in his hand. He says, what are you going to do? He says, I'm going to make wine. I mean, I just taught you. The reason why you survive is because you're for others. What do you mean you're going to make wine for yourself? You have to worry about maybe your wife, your children, the animals, the world. Remember, you invented a plow. Remember, you were born with open fingers. Remember, this is Potech HaKadecha. It means HaKadima was called Tariq because he supplies, because he gives to others. And you think about yourself. I said, there's a Torah, there's a tragedy. He says, got drunk immediately, and that his son, his grandson came and did something to him. He says, finished. So what? So the Gemara, what one more thing? Comes the Gemara and says, and now when he came out of the Teva, he had three children, Shem, Ham, Yafed. He's talking to himself. I said, listen, what I like to have now is another baby. He's 600 years old, I'm going to have a baby. He said, why do you want another baby? He said, because I need someone to be my shamash. I said, I'm getting old, I'm 600 years old, even though it's not true, because before Abraham Avinu, nobody got old, and everybody was a teenager to the last day of his life. Nevertheless, there's no option. He wants to get early retirement. He wants to retire. So he's going to have a child, and also for the child to do shamash. I says, hold it, Noah. You don't understand. Your concept is for others. Now you want to have somebody to be your shamash, to serve you. You're the opposite. The only reason you were saved from the Mabul is because you're supposed to help others. Now he wants to have a child, so we're having a baby, because, you know, my elderly, I'm going to retire. Now who's going to run my business? Who's going to run my business? My child. So he wants to have children to help him out. That's not the purpose of children. The purpose of children is not that he's in charge to help you. But the purpose of children is children, because Hashem wants to have children. So when wrong again in his head, not only he brings the branch of the vineyard in the Teva because he wants to have wine, this is the opposite of the reason that Hashem saved him. He also, when he comes out of the Teva, that's what he has in his mind, is I'm going to make myself a shamash. Comes the Gemara and says, you know, Shimshon is supposed to be the first Mashiach. So the Gemara, Shimshon could not walk straight. Constantly he walked with a stick. The Gemara says he was crippled on his 2 feet, Shimshon. Says the Gemara, he never, as the president, as the shofet of Am Yisrael, never asked someone, do something for me. Not only that, when he needed the stick, and the stick was not next to him, he never asked somebody, can you please pass me the stick? Can you please pass me Coca-Cola? Can you please pass me this, pass me that? I said, Shimshon never asked anybody anything. 20 years. He says, you know what it means. It means that a shofet, a judge, a president, a king, you have to know you're here to supply, to give. You're not here to take. It says here, Noah, it says he's losing the reason of survival that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him. It says that's why he's erased from the history. It says Hashem loves you because you are imitating HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because you're a supplier. It's called Noach Ish Tzadik Tamim Avedorotav. That's why Noach Matachem Bnei Hashem. So he listened. When you go to an interview, you're looking for something, you say this sentence, Noach Matachem Bnei Hashem. So remember, it might be backfire to you. I said, you got an interview, he says, okay, I like to have this job. I said, you said, Noach Matachem Bnei Hashem. He says, that sentence means that you're going to get a job and the money that you're going to make is not because you want to make money, because you want money to help others. I said, that's what Noach had in mind. Noach never thought about himself. He says, the tragedy was, here the tragedy comes to Gemara and says, Noach loit palel ad nedor. When HaKadosh told him this, I'm going to destroy the universe, he should have stopped praying. He said, Hashem, please have mercy on the people. If you are for others, why don't you pray for them? He said, for God. He forgot to pray for them. He forgot to pray for them. And the Gemara here it is. When he goes into the Teva, he has the branch. He wants to have wine. So what you are thinking about yourself, you can't think about yourself. This is really what the whole purpose of what the Gemara says. If you say it three times a day, Asher Shvevetecha Tilal David Ben Olam Haba. He says, what does it mean? It means you'll be able to survive. It means that you have a chance to go to Olam Haba because you're for others. So the Kavanah of Poteachet Yadecha, when you say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shulchan Aruch said that you have to have this Kavanah. This is a crucial Kavanah that you should say. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you open up your hand and you supply. This is crucial. And so what it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you supply and you say, I'm going to do the same thing. It says, if you can think like this, the same way Hashem saved Noah from the Mabul, from the tragedy, Hashem will save you. It's exactly the same concept. So Zarin says, the Parashat Noah, you read the Mabul, you read the Mabul, says, Hashem wrote the story of the Mabul, Hashem wrote the story about Noah, not Noah, not the Mabul. It's how to survive sometimes a difficulty in your lifetime that you have to change to be like Noah was before the Mabul. So if a person has difficulties, says Dari, that's what the Zohar says. It's not, you know, okay, I pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem doesn't help me. I need something, I don't get it. It says, here it, I'll tell you. It says that Noah really was not supposed to be saved from the flood, from the Mabul. Hashem saved him because he invented the plow for others, and because he wanted to support others, Noach matachem b'nei Hashem. And Hashem said, he wants, okay, Noach comes inside the Teva. It says, if that's the concept, if you're working for others, if you want to do for others, that's how I'm going to save you. So actually, the parasha is not to tell you, oh, was a Mabul, the people were bad. We don't care about it. The Torah is not a history book. It's just the opposite. The survival is a condition. That you being survived is because if you behave like this. And that's what the Torah tells the whole story about Noah, is to tell you this is what Hashem loves the most. That's what the HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls Noah Tzadik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls Yosef Tzadik. And Noah found favor in Hashem's eyes. As well, the Torah will tell you that Yosef found favor when he came to Egypt and he was in jail. He found favor in the eyes of so-called the head of the jail. He found favor in the eyes of Potiphar. Comes the Torah and tells us a story like this. One day Potiphar's wife wanted to do a scene to marry Yosef. She comes to him and says, the Gemara, the whole year she said, I want to marry you, I want to marry you, I don't want to be with my husband, I want to marry him. Says the Torah, like one day, says one day she came over to him and Yosef tells her this statement, listen, how could I do a thing with you and marry you if your husband, my master, is so nice to me? She says, Dari, excuse me, why don't you tell her, Gilui Arayot? I says, dude, go out with a married woman, it's one of the seven mitzvot of Noach, your boy also is not allowed to do such a thing. Tell her, listen, I'm religious, I'm Orthodox, I'm not Reformed, I'm Orthodox. I'm all in Orthodoxy. Orthodoxy means that I have a wife and I'm devoted myself to my wife and I don't go out with other ladies. It's one of the seven mitzvot Hashem gave Noah. I said, forget about it. We'll give her a lecture. The Torah tells us the dialogue. It says she speaks to Yosef, and Yosef tells her, listen, how could I do such a thing? Your husband is so nice to me. He made me the manager of the palace. So what are you talking about? That's why I don't need the story in the Torah. Secondly, tell her straight. Says, lady, I'm a religious Jew. Finished. Leave me alone. He doesn't tell her that. What does he tell her? He tells her, it's not right for me to do such a thing. So that you know what it is. That's what he tells her. My job on this world is to give, not to take. I'm not going to take you away from your husband. That's called tzaddik. But Joseph called it tzaddik. Noach is called it tzaddik because that's the idea. I'm not here to take. It is the same thing as the mitzvot. Hashem gave us mitzvot to do. Hashem did not give us mitzvot to take. All the mitzvot is to give. All the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has is because he wants to give, he wants us to give. That's what the Torah tells us. That Yosef was found, he found favor in the eyes of Potiphar, found favor in the eyes of everybody in Egypt. He became so-called the king of Egypt. It is because he's a supplier, because he's not here to take. And since Zahir says he should know, that's what's called holy man. Now holy man, in his mind, he only wants to give. And says, if you're not holy man, you kid yourself if you say, I'm here to give. In order to reach that level that you should be so-called a supplier, you must be holy. So really, the world says you should know, that's how it starts. Not as really holy, but he's a thief. He says he should not be saved. Because he's holy, that is going to show that he really means he wants to be a supplier. That really what he wanted to, and what he did for the world, that he invented the plow, and he said he wants to support his family, that's because he's holy. Says, if you're not holy, the kindness that you do is a sin. It's not because of kindness. Says, you know, should I tell you what? Noach is only 50% supplier. What it means is this. I said, it's nice to be a supplier, to give others, but you have to know what the final destination is. So the Gemara, one of the Chachamim said, Noach tzadik tamim bedorotav. Noach was a holy man, so-called in his generation. Some of the Chachamim said, if he was in the generation of Abraham, he would not be considered tzadik. What do you mean not considered? Of course he would consider. He gives, but they don't understand. If you give to the person here, and you know that person is not reaching destination, he did half a job. And in the Gemara, for example, somebody comes to your house and you like guests and you give him food, and then you give him food, the man does not say bracha. So you caused him to do a sin. Actually you caused him that he might miss some pleasure Akriba wants to give him in the next world in Olam Haba. Abraham Avinu was a supplier. What a supplier is Noah maybe. But what he did is that actually he was a supplier, he was thinking about the people's future, people's destination, Olam Haba. That is, he told them after the 8th, please say a blessing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Noah was a supplier, but he did not worry about the Olam Haba. So the Gemara says the Mishnah, the people of the generation of the flood have no Olam Haba. He says, whose fault is this? Noah. Noah had to pray for the Yeshua. And Noah, as a supplier, had some kind of a power in his hand to convince them that they should think about the Olam Haba. Something that Abraham did and Noah did not do. That's what the Gemara says. Noah, if he would have been in the generation of Abraham, even though he was in the generation of Abraham, Abraham was 58 years old when Noah died. What it means is the concept of to be a supplier, you should not do only 50%. Says, that's what the Gemara says. You give a poor person food, this is make sure he says the bracha on it. You give a donation, make sure you give it to the right place. That the money that you gave a donation should reach destination, that those people that got the donation should have the ability to, after 120 years, to go to Olam Haba. You don't want to give a donation to people that Hashem end up in Gehenom. Not that you should not give, but that's not a destination. The destination is to convince everybody for the life after death, it should be in Olam Haba. And that's what he says. That's the survival of Noah that was given into HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not fulfilled completely, because at the end of his life he was thinking about himself, not about others. So for us, it's a message. So Zari, don't think that this Parashat Noach is a story. It's a message for us that a survival is a trick. And the trick that you call Potech HaKadosh, he says HaKadosh Baruch Hu supplies you because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to be like him. You should supply others. He says this called a tzaddik. A tzaddik is not being measured how much mitzvot he makes, how much things he does. He says only if he wants to lead his life for others. He says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves him. Next week the show is 8:30 sharp.